Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 out of 10 hour midweek prayer. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So let us be conscious as we take in the next three deep breaths, that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. Take in the life-giving, energizing breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly release. As we take our second deep breath in, bring your attention down into your heart, into the sanctuary of the soul. Inhale. Hold. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that we have consciously come into this moment to connect and commune with the source of all that is, the ultimate reality, the ground of being, God, the Divine Beloved. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. This morning I'm sharing with you Psalm 14 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. The hearts of fools say, "There is no power in love." They live in illusion. They torture themselves and others. They walk alone in utter darkness, calling it light. Love looks into the heart of every person to see if any act with wisdom, if any seek to walk with love. Many there are who have gone astray, who are ruled by greed and power. Is there one who is wise and kind? Have they no knowledge, all the ignorant, who devour people and nations as if they were bread, and never call upon love? One day, terror will reign in their hearts, for love's friend is truth, and in truth will those who seek love's way be set free. Oh, that the hearts of all love's children might call upon their angels. Oh, that all people, all nations, might know that harmony and beauty reside in diversity. That we are all one in love consciousness. Oh, that we may rejoice in life, in the abundance of love's gift, created and given to all. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we consciously come back to the remembrance that love is who we are, that love is our reason for being, Love is the essence of our soul. In these troubled times, may we remember to be that place where love shines through, as acceptance, as peace, as harmony. We're living in a world and in times where everything seems so fraught with division and separation, that we have forgotten that we belong to one another. For we are all made in your image and likeness. That image and likeness is love. 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 Our teacher said that we were to love you with all our hearts and all our minds and all our souls. And that we were to love our neighbors as ourselves. Let us come back to this remembrance of how to be and what to do, and how to show up in this world at this time. Whilst there are those that are seeking to profit from separation and division, let us do our part to be the expressions of love we were born to be, to heal the brokenness and the wounds of this world. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. Our teacher said, when you know the truth will set you free. Let us remember the truth of who we are, so that we might be free to live, love, and express from it. As we know this truth for ourselves, let us remember and know it for all people, even if they are interacting with us in ways that are unloving. Let us be the conduit, the vessel, the vehicle for love, love, love to express through. For everything that is happening across our globe at this time, for the situation with the coronavirus and all the other sicknesses and disease that mankind experiences, let us come back to the remembrance that we are made in the image and likeness of health, wholeness, and perfection. That is our divine birthright. Let us step away from the fear-mongering that's being caused and to remember truth. We hold in our hearts those that are experiencing the results of earthquakes, tornadoes, volcano eruptions, hurricanes, floods, the snow caps melting, the fires in the forests, everything that is happening across our world at this time. For all the animals that are suffering as a result of this, these crises, some of which are man-made and some which are natural, but as a result of man's interference. May we remember that we are but caretakers of this beautiful planet. That we are here to look after its resources. For there is enough for every man's need, not every man's greed. We are living in times, beloved, when we are seeing how the powerful are seeking more and more power, more and more greed, to the detriment of those who are less fortunate. Let our hearts be stirred. Let our minds come back to the truth that we are one kind, that we are humankind. And let us seek to do our part so that it is a fair world for all. That all nations, that all of creation may experience health, wealth, shelter, food, and well-being. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. You know our individual needs, wants, and desires. We know that there is nothing too hard for you to do. And for whatever confronts us that we think may be impossible, we know that with God all things are possible. So we surrender our doubts, our worries, our fears, and know to trust and surrender to you. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as you allow this prayer to saturate your soul. And silently affirm to yourself our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without, eternal and unceasing. Take a deep breath in as you allow your prayer of intention to radiate throughout your being. Take a deep breath in as we come to the end of our 10 at 10. I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again. The Dr. Ing Sunday Soul on Sunday. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.